just left town. So we went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I've got to get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on. The tracks he saw went on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, Democrats are continuing to push for an extension of health care subsidies. Republicans saying that is not a part of this resolution. ABC's Jay O'Brien's on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have been saying over and over and over again, they're not going to negotiate with Democrats while the government is actively shut down. And Democrats are holding firm, essentially trying to get Republicans to blink and vice versa.
Warnings about slowdowns at places like airports where air traffic controllers and TSA agents are working without getting paid. This is the two-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks. Talks continue in Egypt on a possible ceasefire. Hundreds of National Guard troops from Texas arriving in Illinois, with the Trump administration looking to deploy them in Chicago. State and city filing a lawsuit. CDC is out with its recommendations for COVID vaccines, saying it's up to you whether to get the shot or not. Some say the change is not good for America's health. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Monday milk markets were lower, November down 7 at 1687, December down 9 to 1705, January down 15 to 1685, February down 2 at 1695. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 177, 40-pound blocks down 4 to 175, 7 trade of block on the day, cash butter down 5.5 to 169.5, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116, 3 trades on the day. Dry weight steady at 63, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as the market took a positive close on Friday and continued it on Monday with the support available in the marketplace with those higher box beef prices. Hog markets were mostly mixed. Now, some of the deferred contracts continue to trade higher due to strength in the pork cutout values. Nearbys were lower, though, as they are still at those resistance levels. October live cattle up 85 cents to 231.85. October feeder cattle up 522 to 362.55. October hogs down 65 cents to 98.12. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly mixed on the day and a quiet trade to start the week, with the overall recent trading range continue to hold with really little fresh news to move the markets one way or the other. Early week rains will slow harvest in some areas, with overall pace likely in line with averages. No crop reports this week due to the government shutdown. Soybeans, meanwhile, slightly lower at nearby resistance levels as some of the early buying faded as the day wore on. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they closed mostly lower as well. Again, some of those resistance levels pressuring the market. December corn up 2.75 to 421.75. November beans down 0.25 to 10.17.25. December wheat down 2.5 to 5.12.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 362, December 367, January 368, new crop 26, 401. Cash beans 918, December 926, January 931, new crop 26, 956. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and November corn 371.75, December 376.75, January 394.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 382, November 367, December at 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, cash beans 932. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 923, new crop 26, 976. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 377, November 377, April 417, new crop 26, 416, cash in November beans 934, April 1017, and new crop 26, 1006. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 368, December 372, cash beans 935, and December 945. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 235, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 127 to 163, bulls 163 to 204, calves 360 to 1700, beef steers 231 to 600, Holstein steers 202 to 850. Sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some actual fall weather. A lot of sunshine for today, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, it'll be chilly. Might even call it cold, with clear skies, a low of 33, with some widespread frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 63. Need a getaway or a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 44.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. This, where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, signs it finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. When the CB rang for the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there. Just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot living where I come from. Where I come from. Trying to make a living. Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day, I need you even more, and the night time too. There's no way I could ever live. But if I wanted to, every day I live, try my best to give all I have to you. Thank the stars above that we share this love. Just a precious few. Ever make it last, get as lucky as me and you.
Locally, listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The kids screaming, phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower. Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things. Why don't you? Okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, it's two hearts
we make our dinner date at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tip your toe to our room, make a little love that's over.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Phil Vassar, just another day in paradise here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s. It's a cool one this morning, and the cool and quiet weather will continue. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. Ran into Congressman Tiffany at World Dairy Expo, so I had a chance to just sit down right where I found him outside at Expo, and we did a quick interview, and so we'll have that interview coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's been no butter bounce for the dairy market so far. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The U.S. dairy markets haven't seen the typical butter bounce as demand typically picks up ahead of the upcoming holiday season. Mike North, president of the producer division at Ever.ag, says there are several factors behind that.
Absolutely. This is a trend we've been watching for years. The last five especially, that trend towards more butterfat and protein in milk has really taken off. Management, of course, feeding, genetics has played a big role, and we don't see that slowing down anytime quick. And so that pounds of solids per hundredweight of milk continues to grow and makes us more productive as we've been adding more cows. And so, you know, as you look at this trend, we've been able to continue to make more and more product, and exports have been record, which has been a fantastic story, but our domestic demand has been lackluster at best.
Without solid dairy export numbers, the market would even be in a worse spot.
Because of production of components and because of some of that softer domestic demand, it has weighed on prices. And you have, as you pointed out with butter, watched prices deteriorate back to levels in butter we haven't seen since 2021 as we were picking up the pieces from COVID. And, you know, we're looking at $1.60 price there, $1.60 price on cheese. That's not the kind of market that warrants a $20 milk check. And so, you know, the components probably aren't going away anytime quick.
North says, however, there is good news.
As the world continues to grow and as the world continues to demand more protein and more butterfat, eventually that will catch back up and we will eventually get back in front of this thing and prices will have an opportunity to rebound. For the moment, though, we're definitely feeling the headwinds of production. I mean, heck, we've added 176,000 cows in the last year producing more milk with more components. That's going to have a mark on price.
Mike North, president of the producer division at Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some actual fall weather. A lot of sunshine for today, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, it'll be chilly, might even call it cold, with clear skies, a low of 33, with some widespread frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 63. Need a getaway or a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 44.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby, I bought wine and roses on my way home. Yeah, I know we can't afford it, but life doesn't last too long. This world has gone half crazy and knocked us both to our knees. I'm fumbling for the words to try to tell you I love you for hanging on to me. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And not a soul would blame you after what I put you through. Yeah, anyone else would have gone insane, called the game on a counter rain. Anyone else, anyone. Pop loose
it's a total tailspin. Too much grindstone, too little time with you. Girl, you know it's wearing thin. Baby, let's trade in these teardrops for warm kisses on the skin. You got a drawer full of IOUs. It's high time you call those things in. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And not a soul would blame you after what I put you through. Yeah, anyone else would have gone insane. Called the game on a counter rain. Anyone else but you. Right out that door. Instead, I'm dodging a champagne cork and watching the wet clothes fall to the floor. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And you can hide behind a Chester Cat grin, but you know it's true. Yeah,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And to Colin Ray, anyone else here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s. During World Dairy Expo, the American Business Immigration Coalition and other farm groups held a news conference at Expo to talk about the labor shortages facing dairy farmers. During the conference, speakers highlighted the essential role of workers in keeping dairy operations safe, efficient, and productive. They also warned without effective labor solutions, family-owned farms could close, consumer prices may rise, and national food security could be at risk. ABIC and its partners are calling for bipartisan action to provide a legal status for current workers, modernize and expand visa programs, and create a more efficient system that would enable dairy producers to hire the workforce that they need. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. For years, California was the last holdout on E15, the 15% ethanol blend sold in most of the country. But that changed last week when Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing E15 to be sold statewide. With the nation's largest fuel market, this could be a lot of new demand for corn. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
California's approval of E15 has been a long time coming. The state's Air Resources Board has some of the strictest fuel regulations in the nation, and that meant a lengthy review process before retailers could sell the higher ethanol blend. But political and market pressure finally pushed lawmakers to act. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 30 on October 2nd, fast-tracking E15 sales while regulators finish up their formal review. The bill passed the legislature unanimously, and it does take effect immediately. That makes California the 50th and final state to allow E15 at the pump. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper called the signing, quote, a historic day for California consumers and the nation's ethanol producers. He added that drivers in California will soon have access to a more affordable, lower carbon fuel option that has been used safely and successfully across the country for more than a decade. California's move opens a massive new market for ethanol and for corn. Industry groups estimate E15 sales in the state could increase demand for up to 600 million gallons of ethanol each year. The Iowa Corn Growers Association said the change is, quote, a win for consumers, farmers, and the environment, adding that California's adoption of E15 could use roughly 200 million bushels of corn annually, giving corn growers another valuable outlet. Several factors push California to act now. Refinery closures and tight gasoline supplies have left the state vulnerable to price spikes, and policymakers have been under pressure to bring costs down. E15 typically sells for 10 to 30 cents less per gallon than regular gasoline, and state analysts estimate consumers could save $2.5 billion annually if E15 is widely adopted. At the same time, the state's climate policies are encouraging lower carbon fuel options. Ethanol fits that bill, and lawmakers saw an opportunity to address both fuel costs and emissions in one move. I'll be back with more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
For America's corn growers, more demand is always a good thing, and California's approval of E15 should unlock fresh demand from ethanol plants. The state's fuel market is the largest in the country. The ethanol industry has been on the ground in California. Hopefully, sales will start to tick up of E15 very soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
that I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
My bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips, keep them closed, cross your legs, dodge your eyes, and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call my praise, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Maybe all I got's this beat up leather bag. And everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is
all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part, the sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do, 'cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. Down to Tennessee, I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
In her eyes, I thought I had it made. We were cruising right along down a wide open road, but what lurks around the corner, I guess you never know. It was love beyond the shadow.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden joined the American Business Immigration Coalition and dairy industry leaders at World Dairy Expo last week to address the urgent labor shortages facing America's dairy farmers. They also championed practical immigration reforms tailored to the industry's needs. Speakers highlighted the essential role that workers have in keeping dairy operations safe, efficient, and productive. If we deport every undocumented person working in agriculture, hospitality, and construction industries, all of the industries will shutter at a moment's notice, Van Orden said. If our farms close, we'll be completely dependent on other countries to feed our people, and that is unacceptable. He called that situation a national security issue. Brian Rexing of Dairy Farmers of America said taking hardworking employees off farms doesn't make communities safer. We need Congress and the administration to address our broken agricultural visa program, he said. We don't want shortcuts. We just want reform. Saluting the character and unique characters of Wisconsin dairy farming. Katrina Hosley of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin says that's what the Wisconsin Originals Born to Dairy campaign is all about.
Born to Dairy truly showcases the everyday lives of our Wisconsin dairy farmers in a fun and hilarious way, because by showcasing the different types of Wisconsin dairy farmers, we're able to showcase the diversity of Wisconsin's dairy industry.
You can submit a unique persona of Wisconsin dairy farmers that you know and find out more about the campaign by logging on to borntodairy.com. For the fourth straight year, water levels in the Ohio and Mississippi rivers will soon be critically low, forcing shippers to light load grain barges during the harvest season. As barge rates get higher, those higher costs are making their way down to the farm level. Gary Williams, director of the Upper Mississippi River Water Association, told AgriPulse that between low commodity prices and high shipping costs, corn and soybean growers are looking to stash their commodities in every nook and cranny they can find. A Forbes report said this could not come at a worse time for farmers. This is a peak period when corn and soybeans from the Midwest get shipped downriver to New Orleans for export to the international marketplace. If the lower levels get worse, Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition said that may mean lost profits for farmers because of an inefficient transportation system. The U.S. is bracing for a record grain harvest totaling 21.5 billion bushels of corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum this fall. The bumper crop arrives during a period of heightened uncertainty surrounding the future of the U.S.-China trade relationship. It all means grain storage and transportation logistics will be much more complicated than usual. Cobank's Knowledge Exchange said grain storage space will be extraordinarily tight this fall, with grain merchandisers charging higher fees due to limited capacity and strained infrastructure, while grain elevators stand to benefit from buying cheaper basis and capture wider carriers in the futures markets. The profit opportunities aren't risk-free. Among the top 12 corn-producing states, the U.S. is facing a 1.4 billion bushel shortage of upright grain storage this year, with elevators relying on bunkers and ground piles. This year's shortage is in stark contrast to last year, when the top corn-producing states had 361 million bushels of excess storage. October is National Co-op Month, an annual opportunity to raise awareness of a trusted, proven way to do business and build resilient communities. The National Farmers Union is joining with cooperatives and credit unions across rural America to celebrate. During October, the NFU is joining over 65,000 cooperatives across the U.S. and observing National Co-op Month, observed in the U.S. since 1964. The theme for this year is Cooperatives Build a Better World, and it was chosen by the National Cooperative Business Association to echo the United Nations Declaration of 2025 as the second International Year of Cooperatives. Cooperative enterprises is central to the mission of the Farmers Union, which was founded in 1914 as the Farmers Educational and Cooperative Union of America. Throughout its history, the organization has played a key role in supporting cooperative development in the United States. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some actual fall weather. A lot of sunshine for today, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, it'll be chilly, might even call it cold, with clear skies, a low of 33, with some widespread frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 63. Need a getaway or a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 44.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swim at the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner at occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard.
hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I could fly, no doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile.